This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so this is Sarmad, and we are starting the Latin Generation panel call, and it's 19th of October 2016. We have Miriana in chair, and Ahmed, Tariq, and Mikal on the call. So over to you, Miriana.
Okay, thank you very much, Sarmad. I have tried first. Good afternoon, everybody. I've tried to prepare some agenda for this conference call in order to, let's say, push a little bit our work. So for the first, I propose the agenda. You can see it on the screen. For Mikhail, who is driving, we have a roll call. That's the first thing. We have done it. The second point of agenda is the term of the next conference. Sarmad has to propose something about it because of this Hyderabad meeting. After that, I will be very glad if we could discuss rules and procedures in everyday work of our GP. I think it is much easier for everyone if we, let's say, know how to proceed with our work. And after that, the fourth point is it will be good to discuss the platform which will be used for collaboration, I mean for sharing the documents. In this moment, I've used Google Docs. And if we had time at the end, we could start to discuss a few versions of the Latin GP proposal, one which is prepared by Sarmad, and the other one which I've tried to do using Sarmad guidance, I mean, how I understood what Sarmad was proposing, and I am not sure that we shall have time to do all the things, but let's start with the second point, term of the next conference. Oh, sorry. Is there anyone who will add something to the agenda or have some comments or proposers or anything else? Nobody everybody's silent, so please, Sarmad, let's try to define the next term for our conference call because of this Hyderabad meeting. That's the second point of our agenda.
So we do have a, you know, if you go on a fortnightly schedule, we can have a meeting on 2nd of November, it seems like that may still be possible. You know, if I'm traveling, I will be in India. But you know, I should be able to host the call from there. So I think it's up to the GP. I think it may be a good idea to keep this 2-week schedule and try to schedule one on 2nd of November. So that would be my suggestion.
Miriana speaking. I will agree with you to have it every 2 weeks, like we proposed before. Let's try to start the pace in the right way. But I'm not sure what will be your obligations in Hyderabad. Could you find enough time to organize this meeting, Sarmad? That's my question to you.
Right. So I don't know at this time what my, you know, it's sort of dependent on the visa and then eventually my flight schedule. But what I can do is we can plan one for now. If I'm obviously in transit and traveling, then it may not be possible. But if I'm already arrived there, then I should be able to host the call.
Okay. So
I would know in about a week's time, so I should be able to confirm upfront. But we can, I'm suggesting we can probably schedule one tentatively and try to hold it unless the plans have to be changed for some reason.
Yeah, I agree completely with you. So we can note that the Next meeting will be of the 2nd of November. If something emerges, Sharmad will inform us and we shall try to find the next term using email. Okay. So, that's the third point.
This is Ahmad. Okay.
Okay.
Please continue. I am also confirming my agreement to this, to continue for these calls, but I think it would be difficult for Dr. Sharma to arrange me a conference call. I'm not sure whether he will be comfortably do or not. So we can skip this, or we can have it earlier whenever it is acceptable for all the group members and for Dr. Sharma. Why to push so many things on that day when he is going to attend ICANN meetings, which are, of course, very hard.
I think, as I said, if I'm traveling, then it may be difficult. But let's, as I said, tentatively put it in, and I will confirm in about a week's time when travel details are clearer.
Okay.
So, if Sharmad agreed, we shall do like he proposed. Then, tentatively, it is the 2nd of November. If something emerged, we shall be informed on time. That's it. Thank you very much for this topic. Now, the next topic is rules and procedures in everyday work of Latin GP. I made some kind of proposal. Maybe this proposal has a lot of things to add to it, but I want to discuss with you, and it is always much easier for everyone when we know how to behave and what are our duties and how can we fulfill it. That's my main idea when I was writing this. So please, Armand, could you share this link I sent in agenda? There are two things that to discuss. One is rules, and the other one is you know that Sharmad has set up this, first he sent the emails to every previous member of DGP to see who is interested to work, to continue to work in DGP, and of the all members we got responses from some people, and those people are in this document stated. Sorry, Sharmad, do you have problems sharing this document?
So this is a new platform. I'm just working on it. Can you give me a...
Oh, sorry.
Second, I'm just still working on it. So it's loading up. I think the platform is still a bit unstable, but working on it, sorry.
Maybe.
Should be up soon.
Maybe, yeah.
So we can, I think, keep discussing it and while I load it.
Sharmad, are you logged at the Google? Maybe that's the problem. There is no necessity to be logged to the Google because you have a link.
I've opened it. The only I'm currently sharing it with the on the screen, and that's setting itself up somehow. It's as I said, we've moved to a new platform. Therefore, it's taking a bit of time. Just give me a second.
Oh, something is going on.
Can you see it now?
Yes.
Yeah, it is now on the screen. At least it is on my screen. I don't know how it is with the other people.
Yeah, I can see it clearly.
Actually, I can't see it, but I have the document, so no problem. You can please continue. I have opened this document.
Yeah, okay. Okay. My idea is that, I'll repeat it the third time today, that it is better for us to know the rules and the scope in which we are doing. So I propose something. Let's just look at it like a proposal, and I will be very, very glad if you have some comments or some addings to this, because I'm not, I'm doing this thing for the first time, at least in this international community, let's say. So, how we shall organize our meeting? Sarmad will...
Mirjana, I can't hear you. Are you still speaking?
Yeah. I think, but her link is up, but I am also unable to listen from her.
Yeah, I can't also. I think we lost her or something like that.
So let's give her a minute. Maybe she'll be back.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Mariana. Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes, we can.
I don't know what happened. Everything looks fine on my side. Connection is excellent. Microphone is a bit, let's say, blinking. And nobody hear me. And also, this chat didn't work. I don't know. Okay. Maybe things will be settled in the future when we become accustomed to this new platform. Okay. So, let me repeat what was my intention. My intention is that it is easier for everybody to know, let's say, the rules and the scope and the way how shall we proceed with our work. So, I prepared this small document, and I will be very glad if you could help me to improve this document in the future, not today, or today if anyone has any comment or suggestion, because it will be much, much easier to work when we know everything. What are our obligations and who is doing what? So you should see this document on the screen. And please, if you don't have any comments today, if you have not any comments today, be free to send it in the future. Let's start with this, and probably during our work we shall add some rules, change some rules, accustom it for so that it would be easier for us to work. That's all what I had to say according to first part of the document, although there is a second part at the end, which for which I also have some. So I lost the document. Doesn't matter. I know exactly what is in it. So now, in the second part, we have table with all members panel and with responses of the active members, now active members. So my second question is, what do you think, what we shall do with the people who didn't respond to the Sarmad's mail? Shall we keep them on the email list, or shall we remove them? I don't know, no experience with it. Anybody, any thoughts?
One.
Any suggestions?
Go ahead, Ahmed.
So please go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually going to suggest that we can, if in the document we can put in tentative in front of their names who have not responded, and see if they are still interested at a later time.
Okay, I have no idea, because the work of the Latin GP is, public. We have nothing to hide, but if they like to receive what was going on the email, for me it is quite okay. On the other side, we shall discuss later if they don't show any activity, for example, to say that they were just watching what we are doing, if they don't give any input to our work or whatever. We can decide later. But I was just wondering, because we had such problem to organize, to collect people, just to have one meeting. That's the first one after 2.5 months. Okay. Sarmad, it's okay, you have more experience than me in this area, so for me it is fine to accept your proposal to put tentative with for our internal record and see what we shall do at the end, because we have at the end we have the list of the people who will contribute to our future work when we send this proposal for the panel, to the integration panel. And also, I hope that we can get some more people in the future, because we have an immense job to do. Okay. And first part of the document will stay like this, and we shall add or change it to custom it to.
Yeah, actually, I think, yes, for the rule one, we should remove after reminder. So we should start with every member should respond with confirmation or apology. But this is fine with the wording. But if someone do not respond, is there any obligation for him or her?
No, I don't see what we can do, because everybody is volunteering here. So it depends on everyone. You know what was my first intention? If we don't have at least two persons for the conference call, we shall postpone it. And we shall put in,
yes.
We shall, all the documents on the public comment, and if nobody
yeah.
is commenting, we shall send the documents like this. I just wanted to have the postpone actions. That's my main reason for this proposal. Not to wait forever for something to happen.
Yeah, yes. But my proposal
clear?
Is to continue. Okay, please go ahead.
Sorry.
Please go ahead.
I don't hear anyone. We really have...
Okay, Mariana...
Okay, but we...
Who's trying to say something?
That's also,
we can hear.
We also have Hazem on the call that we just joined. Go ahead, Mariana.
Ahmed, are you...
Emma just said
actually, if we are making rules, then...
And I did... Was it Ahmed?
Shall I...
Ahmed, are you trying to say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I'm trying to say it. We... should rephrase it to every member should respond with confirmation or apologize for the proposal. If less than two participants are available, we will cancel the call. Okay. And if in second rule two, if even after confirmation, people are less than two, then we can cancel the call. So it will clear our objective. What is the purpose of these rules? So that other people should not wait
will you be
one or two person are there and other are waiting and...
I didn't catch properly what did you say, but it will be... Sarmad, did you understood well what...
Yes.
There is some problem with the connection. I mean, with audio.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Mariana?
Did you understand what was the proposal, what Ahmed proposed?
Yes.
Yes, I hear you.
Basically, he's saying that if it may be easier to understand, for example, if we merge 1 and 2, so that people know that the reason we're asking for confirmation or apology is so that we can decide whether to have a call or cancel it.
Yes, please. Could you just rephrase these two things, and we shall accept it like this. Maybe your English is better to connect these two two points. Will it be a problem for you? Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, Mariana.
Okay, Ahmed wrote what was his That's nice, Ahmed. Thank you very much. We shall just use your explanation, and I'll try to make one point of these two. The one and the two I will replace with your sentence, that it will be clear for everyone that the purpose of this acceptance or denying of to be present at the call is only that we should cancel or have a call in advance. Okay. I understood what was your point. And if I wrote something, which is not completely clear, please correct me. We are doing the job together. Tariq is typing something.
I just have a note about the two members to the call. Two, I think, is very low. It should be at least three, or I don't know, four, but at least three. If only two are on the call, I don't think that they have anything to say.
I don't know.
That was my question. Two, including the leader, including Mariana, or two, just the leader and another one. It will be very, very low.
Okay.
Yeah, I also agree that there should be a short.
I think when all Ahmed at least was well present.
So then, are we suggesting that we have at least three people, three members of the group present, right?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. At least three.
Yeah, I don't mind. Just give. And Sarmad and me, that will be five. That's good. I think, are you happy with this? Remember, that's okay for me. I just put something. Everything could be changed, really. But we need some proposal that we can discuss on it. So I don't mind, we can put three. Because I think we have seven or eight members in the group who have accepted to continue the work with this GP at this moment. Okay. Including me, including Dr. Sarmat. Yes. Sarmat thinks the same, so we can change it to three, okay? Any other proposals, any other addings, any other comments to this text? Because this text is, these rules to be use just to help us to move to fulfill our task. Okay, it is now 16:42. 2:40. We have less than 20 minutes till the end of the hour. Could we try to discuss a little bit? Sorry, is there any other comments about this document? Any other addings? Anything else? I'll write some notes and I'll send it to the group so everybody can correct me if I wrote something wrong. Now, the main thing which will it's good if we could finish it in the next few months. I will be very happy if we
regarding the number of people who have responded, you can listen.
Yes, we hear you.
some of the people who have not responded is from translate.org. So it's very important to have them on board.
Okay. How can we reach these people if they don't respond? I don't know how. They should. Everyone should volunteer.
Maybe it's very difficult at this stage, but we can keep them on board until they respond. They don't respond. Yeah, I understand. I understand. It's difficult, but we should not remove them from mailing list. So they maybe someday they may have interest and give their input for this group.
Yeah, Sarma proposed the same, that we shall keep the list like it is.
Yeah.
And we shall decide in the future what we shall do. So people will get regular or our emails. Maybe in the future they will join us or not, and we shall see. I was just wondering what is the standard. Do you have any other experience about it? I mean, how all these groups are functioning? Because this one is pretty special. And this is, let's say, a relatively new thing to the ICANN. I mean, this idea and stuff and such, let's say, such kind of work is not, is relatively new, because in some other constituencies, there are strict rules how the things are going on.
So in this particular case, in other generation panels, we do get some people who do not contribute actively, but normally we would keep them in the list. Sometimes they would come back and start contributing. In some cases, they don't contribute. But we do not take anybody, try not to take people off the list unless they actually ask for it.
Out. Okay. If this is the experience up to now, we shall keep on it. That's, for me, it is quite okay. I was just asking myself and trying to get the right answer. What are, let's say, something which is acting in this special area of working, I mean, is this IDN generation panel stuff. Okay.
But having said that, I think you as the chair and other members who are active, you know, it is up to us, you know, all of you to decide, you know, if you want to have a different course of action. But, you know, that has been one of the practices in other generation panels.
I don't think it is important at this moment. Yeah. I don't think it is important that this, it was not just clear in my head what, if the people doesn't like to receive our materials, they will send a letter to Start Armand, will remove it from the emailing list, and that's all. We shall see till the end of the work how we shall, in our final report, when once it will be done, how should we make a difference between active and inactive members of the group? We shall decide upon that later. I think it is not the critical question in this moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. Is there anything else that someone will want to, that somebody want to say about this topic? No. Let's try to discuss or to decide which way will be the best for sharing the documents for collaboration, I mean online collaboration, because I was used to use Google Docs. It is easy for use, like you say, like you can see here. ICANN Wiki is not so easy to use. I don't know why. I had problems with it before, but it is up to the group to decide which one is more practical, and maybe we can put some kind of poll between these two and decide which one we shall use, or any other suggestion.
Google Docs is fine. I think it's easier for everyone.
For me,
yeah, I think we fine. Can use Google.
Yeah, I think
Google
so.
Is fine. And I think also Dropbox, we used to use it as
yeah. So we have. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize the last voice. Is it Tarik or Mikhail? Because we have three voices up to now for Google Docs.
It's me, Tarik. I said Google Docs is fine. Good.
Tarik, Mirjana,
and Google Docs is good. And also
Dropbox
is also good.
And Ahmed. Yeah, for bigger files. Okay. So let's start with Google Docs and see how the things will going on in the future, because it is really relatively easy to for use. Okay, now I put on the Google Docs and you got links to these two old documents. The first one is version 11 of our proposal, in which Sarmad just highlighted the parts which should be removed according to the integration panel remarks to the first document. Sarmad, please correct me if I'm wrong. And the second one is how I understood what Sarmad meant. What was Sarmad thinking? So, please, I'm sure you didn't have enough time to look at it. But if I want to proceed with Sarmad is trying to share this document. In my proposal, I have removed everything what Sarmad has highlighted, and tried to change a little bit font and all the appearance of the document to be more, more formal. And it is good to hear. Does anyone has any other opinion? How shall we proceed, or we shall proceed like we have started? Because in the original document, we got in the first proposal, which was sent to integration panel, there was a lot of remarks, and Sarmad tried. We first tried to remove from the document all the things, all the parts for which integration panel thought they are surplus. I mean, they are there is no place for them in this document.
Thank you.
So any comments on the document and how we want to proceed with this?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Now we can hear from you.
Okay, because I had lost my connection for a few seconds. Now I'm back. I will agree with Hazen that Dropbox seems good for sharing files, but not for editing it. So we shall use Dropbox maybe just for sharing files and Google Docs for editing and commenting documents. That's the common sense. I mean, that's the most of the people are for this solution. Okay. Now, I have a question because I've tried to explain what Sarma and I have done in the past, and we need some thoughts from you. Shall we proceed in the way like we started, or shall we change something in our approach to the problem?
So I think one suggestion is that maybe all of us who are on the call and others, we can request everybody to read the proposal and send their feedback before the next call, and then we can collate the feedback and discuss that feedback during the next call in 2 weeks.
Yes, but which document, Sarmad, which proposal they should learn? They should read.
I would suggest we take the version which you have.
Which I started to edit, but the editing of this version is not finished. You know, I just started to edit it, and I edited half of it for people to see how it will look. I mean, and if there is no other suggestions, that will be good to start with the last version of the document, I mean version 11.
Version 11 or 12?
Version 12. Version 12, sorry. Version 12.
Yeah.
The last version is the version 12. Yeah, and I put it on the Google Docs.
Okay.
And that original I accepted all the changes, all the proposal which Sarmad proposed. I removed most of the text which GP integration partner thought that it is not the place for this text in this proposal, and I finished it somehow till. I don't know. Maybe till the yes, it was finished almost till the part where the list of the people who are the members of the GPR and the relevant expertise of every member, which should be also edited now because we have less members than it was in the initial proposal. With all these people who are not responded to the SARMAT mail, there is less people than in this table. I can edit it and prepare it and remove the parts of and by expertise of the people who are not the members of the panel anymore, and to see what we get at what we have at the end. After that, we can discuss this document a little bit and try to send it back to the integration panel to see what would be their opinion about it. Also, we have to adjust the schedule of the meeting and so on. So there is a lot of things which should be done on this document, but at least please read the document as it is, version 12. If you have any ideas, any comments, anything, please put it in the Google Docs, in this document for which you have the link. And during the next call, we shall discuss the comments and the changes. And hopefully, we shall finish it in some reasonable amount of time. So we are almost at the end of our hour. Is there anything else we can do? No, we can only finish our call today. Thank you very much for everybody who joined us today. I'll try to make some notes and send it tomorrow or a day after tomorrow. Please be free to change or to comment anything I wrote. And it will be very good if you start to read this version 12 of the Latin GP proposal and comment it, that we can have some substantial material for the next call. Thank you very much, everybody who joined today's call. So I think, is there anyone who will add anything to what we have done today? At least we spend 1 hour and it went very fast. It passed very fast.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mariana. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay,
so
great.
See you in 2 weeks. Oh, hear you in 2 weeks. If we didn't, if Sarmad is available, if not, we shall make a new term for this, for the next conference call. Thank you very much. Bye and have a nice day. Rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.